friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Doctors told woman her baby died in the womb, but mother's instinct told her they were wrong. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Adam Steep. When they couldn't find a heartbeat, doctors told Hannah Cole her baby died in the womb. However, this mother's instincts told her they were wrong. And because she listened to her gut, her miracle baby is alive and well today. Hannah Cole of the UK rushed to the hospital when her water broke prematurely at 20 weeks. 2 weeks later, doctors hospitalized Hannah and medical staff looked over the 27-year-old. The next day, they gave the mom terrible news. When running a scan to check on her unborn baby boy, doctors failed at finding a heart. And so, they told Hannah her baby died in the womb. The disheartening news came as a complete shock to the expectant mother. And though it likely felt strange to challenge the experts, something deep inside told Hannah they were wrong. Hannah could have easily dismissed this feeling, assuming she was simply in denial over the traumatic news. But thankfully, she listened to that still, small voice telling her not to give up on her baby boy. Because doctors believed Hannah's baby had died in the womb, they were preparing to induce labor. But Hannah couldn't help but feel the doctors were wrong. "I knew deep down that he was still there because I could still feel movements," she said. Hannah encouraged the medical team to do another scan, and that's when they discovered what they'd been missed before. A heartbeat. "I don't know how they got it wrong," Hannah said. "It was just relief when I was told that everything was fine." The hospital's leadership team sent Hannah a letter expressing their apologies for wrongly suggesting her baby died in the womb. An investigation revealed an undiagnosed heart defect as the reason Oakley's heartbeat wasn't initially detected. The defect would have been detected had the scan been done for longer. Hannah gave birth to her son, Oakley Cole Fowler, at 24 weeks. Indeed, this sweet child most definitely had not died in the womb. And though Oakley had some complications, this miracle baby was very much alive. Problems with Oakley's intestines sent him into surgery at just 8 days old, but the little fighter pulled through and continues to put on weight and get stronger. The infant faces more surgeries in the future, but his progress has Hannah eagerly awaiting the day he is strong enough to leave the hospital and go home. "He was in ICU. He has been absolutely brilliant," Hannah said. "I can't wait to get him home and we can be a normal family." After being told her baby had died, this mom is just so grateful to have her son here, and God has surely put a special purpose on this little boy's life.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
She thought nothing of her tip for the delivery driver until he left her a heartfelt note. Written by Adam Staton, read by Adam Staton. Performing a simple act of kindness for an unsuspecting person, even something as a tip for a delivery driver, can make a world of difference to that individual. We may never learn how big of an impact it had on that person's life, but we can rest assured that it made a positive difference in their life. One person was recently fortunate enough to learn just how much of a difference her effortless act of goodwill and warmth made in someone's life. The life-changing, impactful act began simply enough as an order placed with DoorDash on Christmas Eve. On the night before Christmas, a woman ordered from the delivery service and decided to tip the driver $100 on the $60 order. But little did the woman know just how much it would mean to that person. To show their gratitude, the person wrote her a letter in response. The woman, who goes by the name Southwest X on Reddit, posted a photo of the letter she received in response to her act. The letter states that this person, quote, has been delivering with DoorDash since October due to job loss. It goes on to add that on December 24th, this person decided to take the DoorDash order to help pay for a tank of gas. But the touching letter also states, quote, your generous tip baffled me, and I must admit I cried the entire way home and held my three children very close that night. The DoorDash driver mentioned that they used the woman's tip to teach their children. Quote, I told them how important it is to be kind to others and be generous when you can, and that doing so could make someone's day, and to never expect gratitude in return, the letter states. What a terrific example of just how much of an impact our actions, good or bad, can have on the lives of someone else. Who knows, something you believe to be simple could have dramatic, life-changing consequences for another person. In all things, I gave you an example that so laboring ye ought to help the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.